Hey, this is Evan Longoria of your San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, Giants fans, Chad here from TortureCast, and I went up to AT&T Park today for Media Day, and I got a couple of one-on-ones, but here's a group interview with a bunch of other reporters sitting around Andrew McCutchen. He's a real energetic guy. He has a smile that never fades. I really enjoyed this one, just listening, to be honest. So I hope you do, too. This will also be up in video form on YouTube, so check that out. Hope you like it. Oh, and I forgot the start of the interview is actually a question about Roberto Clemente, just in case you wondered.
His philanthropy through throughout his career was something that was very intriguing to me, to know that he was a great player. He was even better person. He used baseball to be able to do so much good in the community. So much to the fact that he ended up losing his life trying to help others. And for me, that's the greatest thing that you could do in your life. And so he was a guy that I looked to, someone that I admired highly, and that I knew that baseball, you can use it as a platform to do so many good things. And that's what I try and do day in and day out. When I play this game, is a very fun game to play, but there's so many other things and opportunities that you have out there, to where you can, at the end of the day, make the world a little better place, even if it's by, helping one person. That's what I try and do. He taught me that.
Andrew, what are your thoughts of the number of free agents out there? Some big names right now with spring training beginning next week.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot out there. That's a part of the game. Some guys feel like, they're worth a little more than maybe what they're being offered. I'm not sure, but that's just a part of it. That may be the hold out right now, but I think it's just all about being fair, and that's what these guys are probably thinking about right now. And there's a lot more people out there, and a lot of guys that I know, a lot of guys that I play with, that are still out there waiting. And they'll be able to meet in the middle, get this thing done, because at the end of the day, you just want to play baseball, and hopefully that gets taken care of. So you hate any of that to get in the way of the game you love. So I just hope that gets taken care of, and guys are out there and ready to go.
Andrew, you came from one of the most beautiful ballparks in the majors, and now you're here. Can you compare these two?
They're both beautiful. They're both really, really beautiful. I don't want to be wrong here, but I think that the architect or something, he has something to do with both ballparks, PNC Park and here, if I'm not mistaken. This ball, PNC Park, beautiful. Anyone who's ever been there or ever seen it, it's amazing. As a baseball player, it can be very difficult there to hit in the first few innings because of the amazing view.
As an announcer, too, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You get sidetracked.
Yeah. So, you got shadows, you got sun beaming off buildings, they're all in your face. You're like, all right, these first two at-bats are not going to be great. So you got that part. But, other than that, the stadium is amazing. But this stadium is by far, amazing as well. I'm looking forward to playing out here and being here and calling this home every day. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it puts a smile on my face.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be like to share the outfield with the outfielders with the kind of skill level of Pence and Jackson others?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun being out there with those guys. Pence. Him playing right field, he's learned a lot out there playing right. I'll be picking his brain a lot, talking to him about right field. Austin Jackson, we were not born, but drafted in the same draft class in 2005. We played in the Aflac All-American game together back in the day, back in high school. I saw this guy jump out of the gym and dunk a basketball, and I was like, why are you playing baseball? Which he could have played basketball if he wanted, but he chose baseball. That awesome, because now I get to call him a teammate. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to playing alongside all those guys. We're some guys who we've done a lot in our careers, And I believe that's all. It's going to help us all out. You know, just being able to learn from each other, learn from our ups and downs, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun out there.
You seen Hunter Pence making that transition pretty smoothly as a right fielder,
right? Yeah, I see him making the transition. You know, I think the hardest thing, you know, playing and moving from one position to the other. You know, you're being comfortable in one spot, but it's just the angle of the way the ball comes out the bat. You know, learning the swings, left-handed to right-handed, you know, just making that adjustment, the way it comes off the bat, it's just different. You know, me playing center field basically my whole career, you know, I have the best view. And you know, I know where the ball is going to be pitched, the location. I get to see where the catcher sets up. I get to see a lot that's going on. So off the bat, I know where the ball is going to go. Got a little more I can kind of go before the ball is even, you know, hit. Right field and left field is more reaction. So I think, the biggest adjustment for Pence from going from right to left is just the trajectory, just the way it comes off the bat. Balls are going to be more, you know, kind of diving and going downward, hooking, as opposed to fading. He's going to have a lot of that to learn. I'm going to have a lot of that to learn as well. But I think that's what spring training is all about. You learn those things, you mess up. It's not great, but spring training, that's where you learn. So when the season starts up, you know, it becomes almost second nature.
How well do you know him? You're an all-star with him. And what do you think of him as a ball player?
Yeah, I love Pence, man. You know, he's a guy that, you know, I watched over my career, you know, even when he was with Houston, playing against him quite a bit when they were in our division. Just watching him go about his business. You know, he was always a threat, always a guy that, you know, very unorthodox with the way he does certain things. But he does it at a very big league level. You know, people always, you know, pick on the way he takes his dry swings before he goes out. And then they say, no, he crushes the ball, you know, over the wall, you know, or the way he throws the ball, but he throws it right on the money. You know, it's like he goes about his business the right way. He's always ready to go. And I'm looking forward to that and playing alongside him. You know, he's awesome, high energy guy. And, you know, I'm looking forward to playing alongside him.
You mentioned that your dad gave you the advice to always be an athlete. What kind of running back was your dad?
My dad, you know, he was a big high school running back. He went to a little small college in Tennessee, Carson Newman, and he was running back there. I believe they won a championship his first year there. And, but he couldn't pursue that anymore because he had a newborn, and that was me. So he had to come back and, throw that away. Not throw it away, but, you know, he had to take care of something that was a little more important, and happy he did that. And, he's a big running back, big football guy. He's a guy that used his mentality of being a football player, putting that on the baseball side. So a lot of stuff that I learned it a little differently, I think, than most baseball players would learn. More of a football workout on the baseball field. So, but at the same day, I think that helped me as a kid growing up. For instance, you know, one of the things that he used to preach when I was a kid was home plate was my house. And my sister was in that house, my mom was in that house. And when he pitched the ball, you don't want anybody to get in it. So he told me to hit that ball so no one would get in my house. So he would tell me to protect my house. So he would always say that all the time. And as a kid, I was like, all right, I'm not letting anybody get in my house. You know, so, you know, that was my mentality. And I think that helped me, you know, as a kid growing up, because he knew what fueled me to make me better, you know, something that could kind of, you know, make me emotional, that it made me better. So that's the way that he used those things and those, you know, all those little tidbits, and, you know, it made me who I am now.
You know, you were top football recruit in high school. Did you consider going that path, or was it going to be baseball for you all the way?
Yeah, I for a stint I did, you know, but I only played in my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. I ended up tearing my ACL, my MCL.
Playing
football. And I missed my 10th grade year of high school baseball. And so that pretty much was the axe for me. I couldn't play it anymore. I wanted to. Dad didn't want me to. Yeah, you know, he's like, you know, you stick with baseball. And I supposedly I get drafted you know, and my high school football coach calls me, tells me Miami has an offer. And I was like, well, no. You know, I just signed first round. I'm not going to play football around, you know. But, but football is very fun. It was an exciting sport. I really enjoyed it, you know. I really loved it. But, you know, I think I did all right with the choice making.
And you wear number 22 here. You wore that in Pittsburgh. Did you wear that growing up? Was there a nut where did you just get issued when you came to Pittsburgh? What's the story behind 22? Because it's obviously a revered number here.
Yeah.
It's been worn by Jack Clark and Mo Clark. How did you come to number 22 be your number?
Yeah. So, you know, backtrack a little bit. You know, growing up at first, 11 was my number. Really loved the number 11. But I love that because my uncle, that's what he played in high school, and I looked up to my uncle a lot. So I wanted to be a number 11. So I was in it for quite some time, and I always grew up watching Ken Griffey Jr. He was 24. So from, you know, middle school on up, I was 24. You know, through minor leagues, I wanted to be 24 just because of Ken Griffey Jr. Then when I got to the big leagues, 24 was taken. Pitcher had it. Why would a pitcher have 24? First off. So.
In the minors or
when? When I got to the big leagues, 24 was taken. Couldn't take it because pitcher had the number. I could not figure that out for any reason. Who wears 24? That's pitcher. And then the next thing you know, 22 is in my locker. Xavier Nady had just left, got traded to the Mets, I believe, and I had 22, and it was in my locker. So I didn't ask for it, but it was there, and I had it ever since. I was like, okay, well, when 24 is gone, if that pitcher happens to be gone, I'm going to take it, you know.
And then you come to the Giants.
And then I had, you know, a year pass, my rookie year pass, and that 24 was available, but I kind of had made a name for myself with 22. I saw a lot of people, a lot of kids wearing it, and I thought, dang, that's kind of cool. So I kind of stuck with it, and yeah, that's been it. You know, very, very excited for them to, you know, give me the number here, for me to have that number. I know there's been some greats in the past that's worn that number, so I'm humbled to still be able to wear it, and because it has become a little bit a part of who I am.
Do you remember who that pitcher was?
Tom Gorzolani. So, Tom Gorzolani, he had number 24. Yeah, but
and Barry wore it in Pittsburgh, but that was before you had come along. So,
yeah,
but they weren't trying to hold it back for any reason. It was fair game.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, Gorzolani was a lefty. Maybe he wanted to be Ken Griffey.
A pitching King of Junior, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe so. But
did he bat righty? Was he one of those weird guys?
Oh, I don't know.
Gorzy?
Yeah, no. Did he bat righty or lefty?
Gorzolani?
Yeah,
thank you.
No, I think he's left handed.
Was he lefty?
He bat left handed, yeah. Pitch lefty, hit lefty, yeah. But I mean he didn't hit, so he hit every now and then. I mean he started for a little bit and then went to the bullpen, but yeah.
You mentioned the park in PNC, you said it was a little bit hard because of light.
Mm-hmm.
It plays as a pitcher's park a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's batter's eye stuff, or was it also dimensions? Is it big?
Yeah. I mean, it plays really big. I mean,
what did you learn over time how to deal with that?
Yeah, left center Pittsburgh is huge. I mean, I'm gonna say I compare it to right center here, but it plays as if it's like that. I mean, you hit a ball to left center, if you don't crush it, it's not going out. And so there's been plenty of times where you hit a ball and we're like, God, it's gone. And the next thing you know, it gets caught in one trap.
Did you have to adjust to that?
So you didn't necessarily have to, I wouldn't say adjust to it. It's just that you have to know when you hit a ball there, put your head down and run. Because, you know, if you're looking at it and watching it, most times it's probably not going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next thing you know, you're standing up at second base, like, man, if I'd have been running, it could have been a triple. So you learn that over time. Our grass was, it's a little thicker, you know, as I said, when they say it's pitcher's ballpark, I mean, in that aspect as well.
Interesting.
You had balls that you know, try and get a hit up the middle, you know, shortstop would get across, make a play, and then you'd be on the West Coast, and you'd be like, man, that would have been a hit easy, you know, you'd be playing in, you play here, you play in L.A., you play against the Padres,
you hit a little chopper up the middle, it gets through, but it's because of the surface, right? The weather here is different. So, you know, you had those different things. Are, and then, of course, the shadow. The shadow, in a sense, is tough as a hitter, especially when the summer gets closer. That sun sets behind home plate. So you got ball, you got that beaming off big buildings behind you. So you're seeing, you know, Baumgartner up there like this, left-handed. And, you know, he's throwing right out of that shadow, you know, right out of that. And so there's a lot of things that happen that, man, I mean, you can ask a lot of the Giants players that come there. They'll tell you.
Yeah, you'll learn all the idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, they're like, it's difficult. But, you know, I play here with shadows, and it's nothing compared to Pittsburgh.
Wow, all right.
You know, so there's a lot that goes on there.
But
so
you don't want to change your game too much in response? You just sort of,
no, not at all. You know, continue to just to be who I am, play the game. The way that I play it. My power is left center to right center. That's where I hit my balls, you know. I know I might have some balls that I normally would hit out in Pittsburgh. Probably not going to be hits here, but they'll be doubles or triples. So, yeah, I love triples. And so I'm looking forward to just being able to hit some balls out there and really, really get these legs going. Long story short, she worked for the Pirates. I got called up to the big leagues. I went and worked the camp within the first week of me being called up. She was at the camp as well. Just met her, shook her hand, and after that, you know, we would just randomly run into each other outside the ballpark. And so, you know, I mustered up enough in me to actually be able to, you know, ask her out, and she shut me down, and she shut me down like five more times after that, but I remained persistent, and I mean, we kind of went from there. She finally said yeah, and it's history from there.
Why did she shut you down? Did she tell you later?
Oh, well, you know, the whole, you know, baseball cliche thing, you know, it's just, you're a big league guy, she didn't know anything about me, you know, it's just like, I don't know anything about you, so I'm not going to just say yes because I don't know much about you. You know, I know baseball players, I know how they can be, and you know, so it was more of that. She's just watching out for herself, very independent woman, very smart. I mean, she just wanted to make sure. But I think once she got to know me a little more, the more she became a little more comfortable, and happy she's put up with me now for quite some time now. So yeah, it's been fun. Definitely out of my league, but I'm next. I did it.
How are you doing about facing Clayton Kershaw? And, you know.
If for one thing, I tell you, in my career, if you look at my numbers, I do a lot better against lefties than I do right-handed pitchers. Granted, there's more right-handed pitchers than there are left-handed pitchers, but I mean, last year, even with the struggles that I had, you know, in the beginning, my slugging, my OPS against lefties were, you know, out of this world. So, you know, look forward to the challenge against Kershaw. I don't think my numbers are half bad against him. So, you know, with that, get more opportunity. I'm looking forward to that. And basically any lefty, you know, that comes around. So I'm looking forward to that. I know there's more lefties in the West than there pretty much is in any other organization. Our division. So, yeah, I'm happy. Looking forward to it.
Especially Kershaw.
I'm looking forward to Kershaw and the challenge, man. He's a guy, and the one thing I love about him is he reminds you of Baumgartner. You know, he's a guy that doesn't matter. He's not going to try and pitch around. He's going to come after you, and you just got to be ready. So that's what I like about him. You know, and he's gonna challenge you. And I look forward to the challenge. You know, it's always a cat and mouse type game. You know, I'm looking forward to
welcome to the San Francisco Giants. We're sure happy to see you in a Giant uniform.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Looking forward to wearing the orange and black. You look pretty good in it yourself. So I can't wear it. I can't wait to be putting on.
Well, you look good in it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be playing right field, right?
Yeah, I'll be in right. I'll be there in right. Playing alongside whoever's in center, and I'm looking forward to being out there.
Well, that's good. And you hit lefties really good. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And there's some good lefties. Arizona has a pretty good lefty too.
Yeah. They have some pretty good lefties. Some guys with some high velocity there. So yeah, they got some good lefties there. But I love lefties. So looking forward to it.